8,700 jobs, that's what the economic stimulus package could mean for Alaska, according to the White House. A study released this week shows Alaska gaining those jobs over the next 2 years. Dan Robinson is an economist with the State Labor Department's Research and Analysis section. He says that represents about one-third of the number of people who are currently unemployed in the state. He says he would expect some of those would be filled by people immigrating to the state to find work.
If there are jobs that Alaskans are waiting and skilled and, you know, prepared to take, then that works out well. But quite often, we have to reach out to other states. That's not ideal, and the state does all it can to train people in state so that they can get the stimulus. I'm sure that would be the focus for the stimulus package to reduce that, and certainly the state's goal.
Robinson says in recent years, the state has gained an average of between 3,000 to 5,000 jobs each year. Senator Mark Begich supports the stimulus plan and says for Alaska, it could mean more than $132 million in highway funding, another $20 million for drinking water projects, and more than $11 million for the weatherization assistance program. Begich is co-sponsoring some amendments this week, including one that would require states to certify that funds are being used to create jobs or improve the economy. The stimulus package has received criticism for having too much pork, that is, money for extraneous projects. Begich spokeswoman Julie Haskett says his amendment would ensure money isn't wasted.
It's another layer of transparency and accountability to say to the states that they're acknowledging the money is coming and that they're going to make sure it's spent the way it's supposed to be spent. We've heard some talk from Governor Palin that this economic recovery package is too much, or perhaps we don't need it. So this would be an opportunity, if the state decides to reject the economic recovery money, for them to do so.
Haskett says Senator Begich does hope the state and local communities take any money that's offered through the economic assistance package if they need it. Governor Sarah Palin and leaders of other rural states voiced concerns that the transportation funding formula would favor urban areas. However, Senator Lisa Murkowski says that's been resolved.
After about three different days consult with the Department of Transportation up north, it appears that our reading on that was inaccurate and that they're going to be okay for the transit funding.
Murkowski says overall the transportation provisions for Alaska aren't bad, but she is disappointed that there isn't anything in the legislation to assist with ports. Even as her office works to improve the stimulus package, Murkowski says at this point she is not supportive of the bill as it now stands.
It is something that has truly something in it for everyone, whether it's needed or not. And that's not what this country needs right now. We need a targeted approach to stimulate the economy, to create jobs, to deal with one of the root causes of the problem, which is housing and what has happened within our lending sector. And we don't need extraneous stuff.
Murkowski has criticized things like educational Pell Grants as being out of place in a bill that's supposed to spur economic growth. But President Obama's National Economic Council Director Larry Summers says educational grants will help keep families afloat.
I see families who don't have to sell their houses to send their kids to college. I see families who don't have to cut back on other spending to send their kids to college. So I think many of the things that people say aren't stimulative. Well, I would agree that they are valuable in the long run, but it does seem to me that when you're injecting funds into the economy and enabling greater expenditures than would otherwise take place, you really are doing a great deal to stimulate spending.
Summers says the president believes the projects in the stimulus package will put millions of Americans to work and improve the country's infrastructure. Summers says it's the largest investment in the backbone of America's economy since interstate highways were built.
If all you cared about was hiring as many people as you possibly could probably hire more people to dig holes and then fill them in, but that would seem awfully wasteful. And so our approach is to try to focus both on jobs for those who need them and on work that needs to be done. I think we've struck a good balance. No doubt it's a balance that could be improved on, and that's why we're open to discussions.
But time for discussions is running out. Senate Democrats want to pass their bill this week, and that's a concern for Senator Murkowski. She says time is needed to hear from the experts who are warning that the country has never been in this situation before.
it speaks to the crisis that we're facing. It speaks to the need to do something, but it also speaks to the need to try to get it right so that we're being effective with our use of dollars rather than just saying, well, we put a lot of money towards it, but we haven't seen the results yet.
The Senate is continuing to go through amendments on the floor. If Democrats want to see the stimulus package passed, they'll have to win over some Republican support.